the hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on Kane 107.5.
Welcome to the CHS Coaches Show. I'm your host, Tony Landry. And tonight, with the inclement weather, we're waiting for Coach Watt to come in. As always, the CHS Coaches Show is brought to you in part by Armitage Jewelry, Gulf America Wire Rope, Romero's Power Sports, Sestra Wealth Management, The Landscape Ranch, Freeman's Furniture, Allstate Credit, R&R Glass, Coca-Cola, Hennigan Team Dentistry, the UPS Store, Lawns Unlimited, Catholic High School's Lawn Care Provider, Catholic High School, Musson Patu, United Companies, B&L Engine Repair, and Seahorse Manufacturing. We're here at the studios of Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240 at 107 West Main Street here in downtown New Iberia, right next to Victor's Cafeteria, which happens to be closed. And you can listen to the CHS Coaches Show while it's streaming on the internet at www.kane1240.com. And you can now listen to Kane on the FM band at 107.5. Also, if you have an Alexa, just say Kane. Play Alexa, just play Kane 1240, and it will. And the coach is not in here yet, and that's okay with the inclement weather. I mean, this rain shower storm came up pretty unexpectedly. And right now, if you want to speak with the coach once he comes in, and we're expecting him in the next few minutes, the number is 367-1240. Of course, the Panthers took on Vermilion Catholic last Friday night in the first game in the regular season, and they journeyed to Abbeville and take on the Screaming Eagles of VC. Panthers come out with a big 21-6 win, and of course, Coach Watt, I got some stats here from the game and all, and Coach, for the last couple years, I should say, or this past year, had some players of the game, and I'll say some also some new acknowledgments of certain players during the game. We'll let Coach maybe talk about that when he pulls in here, and like I said, it's still blowing pretty hard, and the rain's coming down, so it's expected he hopefully will come in here in the next few minutes. I told him around 6:10, so hopefully he's got an umbrella because there's no parking spots next to the studio here. Anyway, elsewhere, the Panthers, of course, take on the Brobridge Tigers in a big game. Kind of going to mirror each other this coming week as both teams run the wing tee. Brobridge, coached by Stefan Lateef, and they pretty much are going to mirror each other. Not sure how Brobridge will line up defensively in that regard. So we'll see how that's going to come out in the meantime. So I just got a text from Coach Watt, he's on his way. So, of course, I hope he has an umbrella. I hope he's listening in right now. Anyway, with the Panthers coming out with a big 21-6 win, some of the stats from the game we have here. As Marco Austin had a tremendous game, breakout game for him. I know Coach Endes on his show spoke about that this morning. Marco Austin had 22 rushes for 154 yards. And the coach is here. I wonder if he's soaked or not. But, Coach, you ready?
Oh, yeah. It's monsoon outside.
Just unbelievable. You know, I kept telling Teddy and Boxcar when they left for the from the golf show, Chip Shots, I said, y'all sure this isn't that little squall we had in the golf that's just coming in? No, that's not it. I mean, it's supposed to go into Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. I tell you what, it might have changed course.
You ain't kidding.
I had never seen just a rainstorm like this. I mean, it's pouring. It's poured for about the past 10, 15 minutes, too.
I know. I was sitting in my truck getting ready, and then I should have came in earlier.
Yeah, that's okay. But, Coach, anyway, big win last Friday night as the Panthers, you know, over the years, they had a lot of trouble with VC. You ought to know that because you coached at VC 8 or 9 years ago when VC pretty much had a big night against the Panthers, and they've kind of had an off-again, on-again season relationship. And why don't you tell us a little bit about the game last Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, this was a huge win for us. You know, you can't win them all unless you win the first one, right?
Absolutely. So, you got to start somewhere.
So, you know, and then really bouncing back from what our jamboree looked like. And, you know, we spoke about that last time on the show. You know, we didn't play very well against Westgate. We just didn't play well. There's nothing else. No nice way to say it. We just played very poorly. And for us to come out and get a victory against a, a formidable opponent, an opponent that we know all too well. You know, and you mentioned about that rivalry, you know, that kind of back and forth between VC and Catholic High. But it was a big win for us. You know, we finished the night on 20, you know, winning 21-6. Unfortunately, you know, we didn't start off too hot. You know, we gave up. We blocked to get a, you know, well, what happened was we get a false start on punt. We're getting ready to, you know, we go three and out on offense, first series, get ready to punt, get a false start. They force us to re-kick. We go to re-kick. We don't block the guy right in front of us. They block it, score a touchdown.
Yeah.
You know, special teams did not play well at all. You know, we gave up 6 points on the block punt. We had another block field goal that almost returned for a touchdown, but thankfully, KK and Jack Chauvin, KK Reno and Jack Chauvin did an excellent job pursuing to the ball and covering after the punt was blocked, and they made a tackle, I want to say, on the 5-yard line with time expiring right before half. That would have been a big momentum shift for them if they would have been able to score that. And then we missed a field goal. So, you know, we give up 6 points, and then we take, you know, then we leave 6 points on the board, and that would have been a different ball game really going into halftime. You know, offensively, I thought we played well. We scored 3 touchdowns. Marco did a great job running the football. KK did a nice job, you know, punching the ball in as we got closer to the end zone. I thought Jack did a nice job, too, as well, at quarterback, making some reads, and he had a couple nice runs. But, I mean, you know, the stars on offense really were, you know, KK and Marco. And this was Marco's, obviously, best game in my 2 years here. And this has always been what I know he's capable of doing. You know, he really shined. They were not ready for us to get into gun and run zone at him. You know, I mean, most people, you know, are thinking we're going to run wing T and stay underneath center and run option stuff. And, you know, when we went to gun and
you mentioned that to me last week and asked me to keep it kind of to myself. So,
I mean, and now, you know, now kind of the cat's out the bag. So, I mean, people are going to be able to see it on film. But we have a lot more stuff. I mean, we still are going to run wing T stuff, wing T principles, you know, jet sweep, tackle trap, regular trap, belly G. But at the same time, we're going to stay doing what we do from an option standpoint. It just keeps people honest, you know, and it keeps you having to play disciplined football. You know, but with the guys that we have in the backfield, you know, and who can touch the football, you know, I think that it actually helps them being able to get into a gun look and run some zone schemes, of which we capitalized on the other night. I thought our offensive line played very well too. You know, one thing that I mentioned to our guys at halftime was this. I was like, you know, look, this is why, you know, when you question why are we doing this in the off season, why are we going through all this strength and condition in January all the way until, you know, leading up to the season, it's for moments like this. I mean, you know, I think I mentioned to you before, you know, before coming on tonight, I mean, the third quarter is one of the longest – well, I lied. The longest third quarter I've ever been a part of was when I played at Northwestern State. We played Texas Tech when they had Graham Harrell and Michael Crabtree. I think we had a third quarter of an hour and a half. We lost 75-7, had to make a 15-hour bus drive to go get our tails whipped in Lubbock. But this was one of the longest third quarters I've ever been a part of. I want to say every time you turn around, there was a kid on the ground for VC catching a cramp, and our guys were standing tall. And like I said in the paper, I think we could have played another 12 minutes if we needed to. So kudos to them on you know, their conditioning and being able to, you know, to go to the length of 48 minutes, because that's a big jump. You know, sure, you go from a controlled scrimmage to, you know, 2 12-minute quarters with a 10-minute half, and then, you know, you jump right into a full-fledged game for 48 minutes. So
yeah. I want to pick on you, Coach, and see you aired out the ball again like Catholic High is accustomed to doing. I think you put it up twice without completing a pass, but I guess the run game was working so well for you.
Yeah, the run.
That, it wasn't something that you'd anticipated, I'm sure.
No, I mean, and look, you know, I mean, it's something, obviously, you know, we are a team that runs the football. I mean, even prior to me being the head coach, Brent ran the football, you know, 99% of the time and threw it when he needed to. It is something that I definitely want our team to be able to get to. You know, as we talked about kind of leading into the season, I mean, I'd like to be able to at least throw 10 passes a game. You know, I mean, that's a goal for us.
Just keep the defense on their toes, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, but at the same time, you gotta throw it and you gotta complete it and you gotta catch it. You know, and we gotta be able to do those simple things. But I think with us doing what we did offensively and getting in gun and running some zone schemes, that's going to force people to keep honest against us on the offensive side.
But this week, here you are going to face a mirror of your team pretty much with regards to both teams in the wing. So I don't know what they're going to throw at you defensively. What are your thoughts on that? You think they're going to throw at you with Coach?
Well, I tell you, before I get into Brobridge, I do want to give a big shout. I mean, our defense played lights out. You know, I thought we did a great job on the offensive side, controlling the clock. That was one thing coming out of the Jamboree that I talked to our coaches about. I did not think we did a good job of clock management, you know, reducing the opportunities for Westgate to have the ball. But we absolutely did that this week or last Friday against VC. I mean, we were snapping the ball sometimes with 3 seconds left to go on the play clock, you know, 5 seconds, 7 seconds, which is really in our wheelhouse. And that keeps our defense off the field. But, I mean, our defense pitched a shutout, you know, against a quality opponent. So, I mean, all of our defensive guys played lights out. You know, Noah Broussard was our defensive player of the week. Right below him would have been William Russell. I thought he had a fantastic game. I mean, we had some big hits, some electric plays on defense. We had a turnover by Russell Davis. So I thought those guys played fantastic, and I thought our defensive game plan was spot on.
Well, with that, you know, I was trying to find – I got an email from, I guess, your stat man, mm-hmm. And I was wondering, I was trying to find out what type of stats that maybe VC had. Relatively speaking, can you recall how many times they put the ball up in the air that night?
It wasn't until – I mean, they tried a couple times. I'm trying to find it right here. Uh-huh. I want to say, let's see, it said Vermilion Catholic finished with 12 yards rushing and only 38 yards passing, completing 5 of 24 passes
that
night.
So under 50 yards in total offense. So,
yeah.
So. And they had to punt, I'm sure. Did they turn the ball over at all? Can you recall?
We had one turnover.
That's right.
Yeah, Russell Davis had one turnover, uh-huh. A fumble recovery, and you know, the biggest drive that they had, you know, which I talked to our guys about. I mean, we got to do a better job in this scenario. We got to do a better job in two scenarios. One, 4 minute offense. You know, we had the ball with 4 minutes left to go, and they had two timeouts, I believe. You know, we got to be able to control the clock and pick up first downs and go win the game and not put our defense back on the field. That's number one. Number two. When they did have the ball late in the game, I mean, we had three penalties back-to-back, 15-yarders, that put the ball back into, obviously, minus territory, plus territory for them. And, I mean, luckily we were in a 15-point swing and there wasn't much time left to go. But, I mean, we're in a tighter ball game and we're in a one-score game. I mean, we basically just gave them, you know, the entire field position to go down and mount a comeback. So we got to be better with that, as, you know, regardless of what my thoughts were on the penalties or not, they nonetheless were called. And we needed, I mean, we gave them 45 yards worth of offense. And, you know, you can't, I don't really care who you are. You know,
right.
I mean, I don't care if you're the Chicago Bears defense. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter. You can't do that.
And like you said, they scored on a block punt, and they almost scored again
on the block field goal.
Yeah. And not for KK and Chauvin taking them out of bounds. It could have been a whole new ball
game. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're lucky, again, you know, that we weren't in a situation where it was a one-score game. You know, it was 15 points. But, I mean, still, nonetheless, you never know what can happen. There was enough time with them having enough timeouts. They go score early, get an onside kick, they get the ball back. I mean, you know, they go for two, and now, you know, now you find yourself, you're down by 1 point, getting ready to have to go climb back and figure out a way and, you know, to get two-minute offense to put yourself in position to win. So, those are all coachable things and things we can do better at. But, I mean, again, our defense did a fantastic job. I mean, when you hold somebody to 50 yards total offense, you got to feel pretty damn good about yourself.
I can remember years ago, to give you a good Catholic High had a team, and I'm dating myself, but back in the 60s, they were the number one ranked team in the state, and they got that number one ranking. In 1966, they held Plaquemine and the Green Devils to no first downs that night.
Really?
Yeah, and beat them. I think it was 21-0. They beat them that night. Calicot went on to go undefeated that year. And lo and behold, played a good Hinesville team with Steve Keller and Blair Dejean in the backfield, who both were 9-8 sprinters.
Yeah.
And they gave Catholic High all kind of trouble that night. And I think beat Catholic High maybe 28-7, something that take off. So,
nine, eight,
history about Catholic High.
I tell you what, 9-8 is that's rolling.
Yeah, and this is 52, 3 years ago. So that's some
moving.
Fast kids
you ain't
back
kidding.
Then. Anyway, Coach, we need to go ahead and take our first break. You're listening to the CHS Coaches Show here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 12. We'll be back with more right after this.
If you have a state leased property in the basin, a camp, or houseboat, and are in need of a DHH approved approved limited use sewage treatment system, or you're in the oil field or marine transportation industry and are in need of a U.S. Coast Guard approved marine sanitation device or products for your MSD, give John Chauvin a call at Seahorse Manufacturing, 337-365-9115, or find us on the web at seahorsemanufacturing.com. And best of luck to the CHS Panthers and all area high school sports teams.
Looking for a quick and easy, no-hassle loan? Look no longer and go visit Sherlo or Ruby at Allstate Credit. The good folks at Allstate Credit are willing to help you with a small loan. They will treat you as a special and personable customer because they've been serving New Iberia for almost a half a century. So stress no longer. Come visit Sherlo or Ruby at Allstate Credit at 1112 Center Street or call them at 364-4538. Allstate Credit, all the time.
From big rig truck and trailer repairs, alignments to drive shaft repairs, the certified and experienced mechanics at B&L Engine Service can handle it all. Their garage has parts and service available, as well as inspections and safety checks. So before you hit the open road, make sure to bring your big rig truck and trailer to B&L. They also offer road service, so they have you covered. That's B&L Engine Service, 3608 Highway 90 East, a proud supporter of CHS Athletics. We keep the big wheels rolling.
Catholic High School is dedicated to the development of 4th through 12th grade students through academic excellence and Christ-centered values rooted in caring discipline, compassion, and zeal. CHS offers a variety of classes to serve all students, including band, photography, dual enrollment college credit courses, as well as 14 sports for male and female students. Call us today for your personal tour and visit www.chspanthers.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Tony Landry for Gulf America Wire Rope and Catholic High School. And at Gulf America Wire Rope is an all-field service company which is dedicated to speedy customer service and technical leadership. Gulf America Wire Rope is owned and operated by brothers Jed and Drew LeBlanc, both CHS graduates. Their knowledge and leadership skills were obtained through CHS has brought them success in the business world. Go visit Jed and Drew at their Broussard location, and they're always ready to talk CHS sports. And remember, go Big Red.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on Kane 107.5.
Welcome back to the CHS Coaches Show. I'm your host, Tony Landry, along with Coach Scott Watney. And Coach, you know, pretty much we can wrap up that VC game. Kids came through it health-wise in pretty good shape. You mentioned off the air just a moment ago. So
Yeah. I mean, it was a great team victory, great first win, great job of getting it done, you know, on the road and in a hostile situation. I tell you, I thought our fans did a great job. Our student section was electric. You know, I mean, I know Catholic High obviously brings, we always bring great, you know, great support, but I thought our students did a wonderful job. It was electric on the sideline. So it was, you know, people were on their feet the whole time. It was a great atmosphere. I tell you what, it was a great week one to start off the season, atmosphere, you know, and couldn't be more proud of our guys and looking forward to this next opportunity, which is against a quality opponent, 4A school, a guy that many people know has been doing it for a long time, Tank Lotief over at Bro Bridge. And so they got a big win against New Iberia Senior High on Thursday night, you know, and we're going to have our work cut out in front of us, but definitely our kids are excited. It'll be our first home game for this season, and you know, we don't play another home game until we get into October. The first 5 weeks we play one home game and play four on the road, and in the next 5 weeks we play four at home and one on the road. So you know, we are going to be seeing similar stuff to what our kids usually see, you know, throughout the week. You know, Tank is a wing tee, you know, guru guy, you know, however you want to say it. So it'll be good seeing something that we're familiar with seeing, that's for sure, on the defensive side. I like what our game plan looks like right now. They got some good players. Two of their backs are pretty good, in my opinion. So I'll be, you know, we're going to have to get – the hardest part about this week is, in my opinion, which is why you run things like option and wing T, is because you got to get somebody to give you a look on it. You know, that's the hardest part walking into weeks like this. You know, the speed of the game is always a challenge no matter who you're playing. So, you know, to prepare your guys for the speed of the game is tough. That's why we do a lot of good versus good for us during the week. But what's even harder is when you have to practice an offense like this. You know, even when our guys who are used to doing stuff like this and running buck sweep or running trap or running jet, it still just doesn't happen as fast with the efficiency that this team is going to bring on a Friday night. So that's going to be the biggest challenge is how quickly can our defense get caught up to the speed of the game is going to help, you know, determine really, you know, the win-loss, you know.
Well, Coach, I need to ask you this. You know, if this being the first home game, are there any protocols that are coming to play with COVID or anything of that nature? Has Principal Araby decided
It's not really, Matt. Well, it's not really her decision. And really, from the LHSA standpoint, what they've determined is that there needs to, if you don't plan on social distancing, which outside is 3 feet, then you have to put a mask on.
Okay.
So. You know, obviously, anybody is welcome to, you know, to bring a mask and continue to wear a mask. That's up to you. But at the same time, we are going to work on our social distancing aspect in terms of, you know, in terms of the game. But, you know, general admission, we're going to be accepting general admission. And then once we hit that clock, you know, and that's the last one ticket that we can sell, then we're not going to be able to sell any more tickets.
Okay, so you're telling me there's kind of a restriction on the number of tickets that are going to be able to be purchased? Do you know?
As of right now, yeah, there is a restriction number.
But you're at liberty to say what that number may be right now? No.
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
Okay.
I know it's in the 500.
Okay.
You know, but that's not also including our reserve seating, and that doesn't also include the visitors.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I don't anticipate it being a problem.
Okay,
but
people need to know.
No,
that's,
sure.
It's good for them to know, and people who listen to this show,
yeah,
especially
definitely.
Grandparents and parents, and what's going on maybe at CHS for home games this year. And
we want to see you there, so
sure,
come.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you got to peek over the fence and through, join the knothole gang.
Yep, that's right.
Anyway, Coach, defensively, what can we expect from the Tigers? You know, this was an old nemesis for Catholic High back in the day, and again, I'm dating myself. It seemed like for years Catholic High couldn't beat Brobridge, and then all of a sudden in the early to mid-60s, it just Brobridge couldn't beat Catholic High.
Really?
And then we kind of went our separate ways with regards to because of the classifications and all. And I don't even know if Catholic High has played Brobridge much over the past 20 years, to be very honest with you.
No, I mean, I'm not sure about that. I know, obviously, you know, this is a schedule that that I walked into taking over because it was in his last year. And so, and then obviously we didn't reclassify this past year due to the COVID situation. And so we kept the same schedule. Actually, I was talking with Tank on the phone. More than likely, we're going to keep keep playing each other after this 2 year stint that we have scheduled. But in terms of defensively, you know, they usually they're going to give us a two high safety look. They're a quarters team, what we would consider a pattern match team. They're going to put two backers in the box. They're definitely going to play with overhangs. That's what every team's doing. They're going to play with tight overhangs, so it's going to look like almost like a 5-man front. But nonetheless, you know, those guys are true pass defenders and run defenders. They're not just defensive linemen. It's not like a traditional 5-2 where those guys are playing just the run. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see exactly what they do, because every team that we have faced so far has not done what they've showed on film.
Really?
You know, yeah, I mean, so, you know, we talked about VC, that they're a 3-3 stack. They came out and showed us a 4-man front, and really obviously they honestly gave us a look very similar to kind of what Westgate gave us. They played with two interior defensive linemen and the two-eye techniques or shade techniques. Then they played with two fours, and then they played with, you know, two overhang players. So it'll be interesting. I mean, we're obviously preparing what we think they're going to show us, and then we're going to prepare what we think could be their backup plan, and then we'll just make adjustments early on.
Do you notice if teams have basically put maybe 6 and 7 in the box?
No, I mean,
just to 11. I mean, the safety, how deep are the safeties? Are they 8 yards off the ball maybe? Maybe no more than that?
I think now with getting into the gun and getting into some more spread stuff, you're gonna have to honor it. And then more than that, if you don't honor it, then we're going to have to actually force you to honor it, you know. So that means we're gonna,
sure,
have to throw it and hopefully we can complete it and catch it and get some yards after the catch. But yeah, I mean, their safeties are going to play tight. I mean, most people are playing their safeties at 8 yards against us. You know, I mean, they're not necessarily too worried about the vertical threat, which is something that I feel like as this season progresses, hopefully when I get back on the show, we'll be talking about how we're doing a much better job of forcing people to have to play 10, 12, 13 yards.
Just be conscious of you throwing the ball maybe vertical.
Yeah, I mean that's what we'd like to be able to do. You know, and so we're doing some things in the on the offensive side, trying to get the ball in space. We're using some more bubbles, some more swings. You know, but I mean, the biggest thing is the best play I feel like you can run, you know, offensively is a hitch. You know, if you can complete a hitch in front of somebody, that's going to help tremendously. Sure. You know, loosen the box up.
Yeah,
so,
if you get 5 or 6 yards,
that's
plenty.
That's perfect. Right. We're not looking for more than that. And look, even if it's just 4 yards, we're going to go for it on fourth down.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So
sure.
I mean, it's like, if it's fourth and one or fourth and two, there's a highly good chance that we're going to go for it. So it'll be interesting to see what they do defensively against us on the offensive side. Offensively, you know, they're very similar to us in terms of their formations. You know, they play with a tight end and a wing attached and a slot back and a split end receiver away from the tight end. You know, they're going to play with a quarterback that's under center. They do have two quarterbacks that play, number 9 and number 10. Each one of those players does a little bit different stuff for them. One really likes to throw the ball, or they like to throw the ball more with number 10 than they do with number 9. But both of those guys are good football players and, you know, and play well within the scheme.
Well, to give our fans even an idea, they took down New Iberia High a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, 28-6.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm sure you saw some of the film. Both teams mirrored each other basically with the wing T, you know. So the double wing, I should say. And it's going to be interesting, you know, to see how the Panthers do against a pretty good Brobridge team. Even I'm trying to remember, it seemed like last year, I don't know how many games they played, but, you know, with COVID, most teams played 8 games during the year if they didn't make the playoffs, if my memory serves me right.
Yeah, I'm not sure what their final record was, because obviously that was one of the teams that we wound up not being able to play because the season got pushed back. But I mean, I know our guys are excited. They're chomping at the bits, you know, to get back out onto the field. And, you know, we flushed VC. We laid that to rest, put that down, and, you know, now looking to go 1-0 again. You know, that's kind of the MO for us, just continue to keep going 1-0 each week. They do have a good player, too, offense. They have two good players. Number 5 and number 7 are good wing slot backs for those guys. And so we're going to have to contain them. And we're going to have to play very good on their counters. You know, I mean, that's the beauty of wing T, is the misdirection stuff. You know, playing the jet is what it is. Playing the load option is what it is. But that's all to set you up to get back underneath. You know, that's all to set up the counter and the trap to get you back underneath. So being honest on the back end, you know, away from the play is going to be really key for us to stopping them offensively.
Do they have a propensity to run, then hit one vertical? Or are they pretty much just, we're going to power at you as long as we're making our 5, 4, 5, and 6 yards, we're going to keep it going? Do you see much of that, try to draw your safeties in and then hit it vertical?
I don't think that's really necessarily their plan, is to kind of draw us in and then to throw it over the top. I think they're going to throw it when they need to throw it. And I think they're throwing it is going to try to get them out of a bad situation, if that makes sense. You know, I don't think it's and I don't think that they're going to test us as much vertical. Where I think they're going to hurt you the most at is your drags. You know,
okay.
So
it's
anything it does with the tight end or the wing.
Okay, and size-wise, do you match up?
I think we do, actually.
Pretty, you know, well,
I mean,
against him?
I mean, even looking at Nish, you know, I mean, I thought, you know, when I looked at Nish and I looked at Brobridge, I felt like, you know, both teams from – I feel like the size that we played against Westgate and against the Royals might not be matched on our season for the rest of the year until we go see St. Paul's and, you know, maybe even Notre Dame. I mean, so I don't see that those guys – look the same way of the teams of like a Boyles and Westgate. So I think we match up well from a size standpoint for sure.
But those are all good things, Coach. And I know, like you said, your defense played really well. You have to be encouraged by that.
Oh, definitely.
And also with regards to your running game, picking up steam, you know, running just from the stats over 250 yards. So that it adds up, you know, especially if you can hold on to the ball. You don't have a breakdown, a time possession or anything.
I don't. I wish I could have given that to you. I mean, I would say that we were definitely 26-plus, you know,
okay,
the time of possession, if not more than that. I don't – I mean, the only thing that would have helped is that, you know, when they started late in the game, I mean, they threw 25 passes and they only completed 5. So that those stopped the clock.
That's a lot of stoppage, yeah.
So – you know, I mean, but I thought, you know, we're going to continue to, you know, keep ball control. I mean, that's huge for us.
Oh, yeah. And, well, good luck this coming Friday night. Of course, we're going to go ahead and take our second break and come back with some of the other sports and activities that happen at Catholic High. You're listening to the CHS Coaches Show here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. We'll be back with the final segment right after this.
This ranch is not about cattle or animals. We're talking about plants and much, much more. That's the Landscape Ranch right here in New Iberia. You can find all sorts of plants such as annuals, palm trees, and container trees, as well as a variety of chemicals and fertilizers to keep them healthy. Locally owned, they provide bulk materials such as sand, soil, limestone, rock, and they'll deliver right to your doorstep. While you're there, you can visit their lobby. You'll find gifts provided by local artists. The Landscape Ranch, located where Jefferson Terrace meets Main Street.
Hi, I'm Corey Averick, co-owner of R&R Glassworks. We specialize in auto and truck glass repair and replacement, window motors, and frameless shower doors. We also handle plexiglass and storefront repair and replacement. Give us a call at 365-9311 or come by and see us at 1006D 20 Arpit Road in New Iberia. So, for all your glass needs, remember R&R Glassworks. Thank you and God bless.
Times are tough right now for small businesses, but as a small business owner, you're pretty tough too. In case you needed a reminder, you started your own business. And while there's certainly more challenges ahead, the UPS store is always here to help. Should your small business need any ink, we're ready with every ink. Printing, mailboxing, notarizing, whatever ink we can do. The UPS store. Every ink for small business, all in one place.
The UPS store.
The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Freeman's Food and Furniture has been locally owned and operated since 1941. With their 18,000 square foot showroom floor, Freeman's Furniture Store is certain to have what you're looking for. Need a comfortable mattress? Tempur-Pedic and Sealy are like no other, and they're only available at Freeman's. With 60-month interest-free financing, you couldn't sleep better. Freeman's Food and Furniture Complex, located on the corner of Hopkins and Admiral Doyle Drive, right here in New Iberia. Visit Freeman's soon.
Hi, my name is Dr. Abigail Hennigan Daly, and I'm so excited to share that I've partnered with my dad at Hennigan Team Dentistry. My roots are here in Iberia Parish. I grew up in the practice, and I'm a Catholic High alumni. Being able to come home and serve the people of Iberia Parish and the surrounding areas is a dream come true and a complete honor. Allow me to continue the tradition by caring for and uniting with you to develop a beautiful, healthy smile. Call our office today at 364-2156 and schedule an appointment. We look forward to hearing from you.
At Cestia Wealth, our goal is simple. We want to help you define, reach, and exceed your financial goals. Using our processes, we prepare clients for both the expected and unexpected life brings us. No one can predict the future, but we can certainly help prepare for it at Cestia Wealth. For all that we expect in life and what we don't expect in life, we strive to prepare clients for all life has to offer. So for all life has to offer, contact Bert Cestia and Jenny Vize at Cestia Wealth. Securities offered through Triad Advisors, LLC, member of FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWN Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWN Advisors and Cestia Wealth are separate entities from Triad Advisors, LLC.
The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on Kane 107.5.
Welcome back to the CHS Coaches Show. I'm your host, Tony Landry, along with Coach Head Coach and Athletic Director Scott Watney. And, Coach, you know, we do have other activities going on at school, and I know volleyball and also swimming, along with cross country, all sports really into it right now.
Yeah, we got we're 2 weeks out from our first swim meet. Swim meet at the Robichaux Center. Those usually happen on Wednesday during the week, and then we also have, you know, a big event, hopefully, you know, weather permitting, Sergeant Memorial cross country meet that we host is a huge event, and Coach Brew does a great job taking care of that. And then our volleyball teams, you know, they've been on a tear. They're currently 2-0. They got wins last week versus New Iberia and North Vermillion. They play Beauchesne Wednesday and Highland Baptist on Thursday, and they're going to be playing in a Southside tournament on Saturday at 9 a.m. Just a couple highlights from Coach Gary Westcott regarding volleyball. Sydney Raheem leading the team in kills with 22, followed by Hannah Marcharan with 11 kills. Laura Leapery has 40 assists setting and doing a real good job spreading the ball out, spreading her sets out to keep our attack balanced. Holly Hebert is leading the way, serving with 22 service points and 9 aces. The schedule will be getting tougher as we go, and we're looking forward to the challenge. They play St. Thomas More on the 11th and 14th, and E.D. White on the 15th. And this is on a personal note coming from Coach Gary. He is he's close to hitting 100 wins.
Oh, wow.
He's sitting at 94 right now. So, you know, that's a big accomplishment. And hopefully the girls can go take care of business and go get 6 more so he can make that milestone. That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, let's hope he can make it pretty quick, too.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. Absolutely. Let's not wait too late to make it happen.
That's right. You don't want to happen it later. But congratulations to Coach Gary Westcott and the girl volleyball team and swimming. And also, you know, we just right around the corner when the basketball is going to tee it up and things of that nature. So we'll see what takes place in that regard, Coach. Anything else you'd like to say maybe in closing with Catholic High right now?
Yeah, I'm excited. We're going to have basically our first close real pep rally, because last year we had pep rallies outside. And so we're going to be able to have pep rallies in the gym. It's not going to be all together because we still, you know, obviously under those restrictions and guidelines, but we are going to have a pep rally. One's going to be in the dish gym, the old gym, and one's going to be in the Mott gym, the new gym. And we're going to have it split basically high school and middle school. So it'll be fun. I'm excited to see that what it's going to look like in that environment, because obviously pep rallies are a lot different in the gymnasium than they are outside. So looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah, Coach. Anyway, good luck to you Friday night and with the big game against Brobridge, and hopefully bring home another W. That'd be a nice take. So,
yep.
Anyway, as always, the CHS Coaches Show is brought to you in part by Armitage Jewelry, Gulf America Wire Rope, Romero's Power Sports, Sestia Wealth Management, The Landscape Ranch, Freeman's Furniture, Allstate Credit, R&R Glass, Coca-Cola, Hennigan Team Dentistry, the UPS Store, Lawns Unlimited, Catholic High School's Lawn Care Provider, Catholic High School, Musinpatu, United Companies, B&L Engine Repair, and Seahorse Manufacturing. And as always, you can listen to the CHS Coaches Show, heard every Monday night from 6 p.m. until 6:45 to the end of the football season, then every other week till May to the end of the school year. And with that, we're going to say good night and God bless.
Catholic High School is dedicated to the development of 4th through 12th grade students through academic excellence and Christ-centered values rooted in caring discipline, compassion, and zeal. CHS offers a variety of classes to serve all students, including band, photography, dual enrollment college credit courses, as well as 14 sports for male and female students. Call us today for your personal tour and visit www.chspanthers.com for more details.
From the Kawasaki Ninja Sports Bikes to the Kawasaki Jet Ski Watercraft, Kawasaki and Romero Power Sports makes it easier than ever to put yourself on your dream machine. Right now, Romero Power Sports and Kawasaki are offering their lowest payments of the year on all Kawasaki vehicles. Choose from the great lineup of Kawasaki motorcycles, ATVs, watercraft mule utility vehicles, and the Terex lineup of SUVs. Whatever you need, Romero Power Sports and Kawasaki offer great prices, financing, and the famous Romero service after the sale. Kawasaki and Romero's Power Sports, let the good times roll at 900 South Lewis Street in New Iberia.
It's Armitage Jewelers, your hometown jewelers, for all the latest fashion ideas in jewelry, watches, and diamond engagement rings. At Armitage Jewelers, we specialize in custom designs, remounting your older jewelry into something brand new. Graduation rings, traditional and unique, for all area schools. Affordable fashion jewelry and watches. Service, quality, and value, always at Armitage Jewelers. Dale Street in New Iberia and Park Lafayette. Armitage Jewelers, for the special moments in your life.
If you have a state-leased property in the basin, a camp, or houseboat, and are in need of a DHH-approved limited-use sewerage treatment system, or you're in the oil field or marine transportation industry, and are in need of a U.S. Coast Guard-approved marine sanitation device or products for your MSD, give John Chauvin a call at Seahorse Manufacturing, 337-365-9115, or find us on the web at seahorsemanufacturing.com. And best of luck to the CHS Panthers and all area high school sports teams.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola. And the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
From big rig truck and trailer repairs alignments to drive shaft repairs, the certified and experienced mechanics at B&L Engine Service can handle it all. Their garage has parts and service available as well as inspections and safety checks. So before you hit the open road, make sure to bring your big rig truck and trailer to B&L. They also offer road service, so they have you covered. That's B&L Engine Service, 3608 Highway 90 East, a proud supporter of CHS Athletics. We keep the big wheels rolling.
The hits that stand the test of time.